lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just text somebody, look them in the face, and tell them, I'm in his hands.
Hey, 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 guys. It is Angela Pride here, APN Powers, coming to you today. I hope you heard that little snippet by Marvin Sapp. That's one of my favorite Christian gospel songs, and it is entitled, He Has His Hands on You. And, you know, I've just been hearing a lot. It's a lot been going on, guys. I know many of you have heard about some of the football tragedies, and being a football mom, you know, I pray for my sons each and every day and pray that God keeps them and keeps them covered. But you know what? Everything is in his hands, like Marvin Sapp said. And so we know the risk that our kids take, and not just in football, in any sport. You know, you can get a concussion in basketball, soccer, all of those sorts of things. And so, but there's so much more going on, and I just wanted to drop by today to encourage somebody to keep going, don't stop. And to, you know, I was thinking actually before I began this podcast, you know, there's a saying called trust the process. I was listening to the Tennessee State mom a couple of days ago, and she said, we're going to trust this process. And I can just, you know, very vividly remember my son saying that throughout their journeys in football, we're going to trust this process. And I just thought to myself, if one more person tells me to trust the process, I am going to scream. Because no matter what the situation is, no matter what you're going through, it is a process, guys. And it's not always easy for someone to say to you, trust the process. Because I only have trust in a few things. I have my faith and my trust in God. And so I would prefer if someone would say, you know, trust God in this situation that you're in. And so again, if you're not bothered by trust the process, hey, keep saying it, keep following it. But at the same time, you know, we need to break that whole process thing down. Because when someone says process, that means that there are different steps, there are different stages, there are different levels of whatever your journey may be, whatever you may be going through. And so, like I said, that's not always the easiest thing to do, especially when you're right in the middle of it. And so today we need to be encouraged, and we need to trust God, especially for the Christians that are on the sound of my voice. I know I have a lot of believers that listen to me on a day-to-day basis. And again, I'm not here to preach to you, but I do understand. I know that God is still on the throne and that he has our best interests at heart. I know that his plan is greater than my plan any day of the week. There are so many things that I set out to do and so many goals that I set for myself. But the truth is not until I seek God and include God in those goals and things, will he direct my path? Will he order my steps? Will he make that process or that situation somewhat more peaceful, somewhat more easy to me, as far as understanding goes? You know, again, it may not be easy, but when you trust God and when you know that God has your best interests at heart, it's like a peace. It's a peace that surpasses all understanding. And that's what we all are trying to get too, right? You know, again, prayers for the moms out here that may be enduring things, the parents that may be enduring things with their kids as far as injuries, as far as, you know, not getting the playing time that you might think that your kid deserves or whatever. If you just trust God, I don't know about the process, but if you just trust God, he's got a bigger plan, a better plan for you. I talked to a mom, as a matter of fact, college football mom. We linked up and we laughed and just had a good old time, and she was sharing some things with me about her son. And what I said was, yes, we have to continue to trust God. Her son is in a phenomenal position, whether he knows it today or not. He's gotten his bachelor's degree. He's on his way to getting his master's degree, I think, at the end of this year. So regardless of where football is, he still is a blessed young man. He's going to graduate. He's graduated with his bachelor's degree debt free. He's going to graduate with his master's degree debt free. And so, you know how many people are super over their head in debt because they've gone to school to get this education, to get the better job, but yet they're going to have to probably have some worries and some stresses because they got to pay back loans now. So, you know, the grass is not always greener on the other side, guys. We can always remember my last podcast. And when I talked about stop comparing yourself to other people, God has a plan for you. And when you start trusting that plan, when you start seeking that plan, when you start walking in that plan, then and only then will you be better off. Then and only then will you find that peace that surpasses all understanding. Is it easy? No. Is it easy to say, okay, God, I trust you? And sometimes even, guys, for me, we say it. I have to continue to say it. I have to say it enough to where I believe it. Because when you begin to start saying it at first, you still will go back into your own mentals. You still will go back into your own mind, into your own flesh and try to, you know, oh, but this, but that. But no buts. When we trust God, if God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. But we have to be seeking God in everything that we're doing instead of just leaning on our own understanding, instead of going through the plans that we want to go through in life. We must be seeking first his vision, his plan, his revelation, his authority, right? And so that's the hard part, you know, just really like decreasing yourself, like, you know, getting out of your own way and taking that step back. Because when you think about like your children, of course, like, you know, I'm talking about football a lot because, again, I am praying for these moms that are going through this devastation. There was a young man in Georgia lost his life on the football field. You know, I could never imagine what a parent would go through in those types of situations. But at the same time, I give it to God each and every day because my sons love the sport. They're doing what they love. They're chasing their dreams. They're chasing the purpose that God has put in them. And so I have to trust that if something happens, it's just like the lady, people are saying she's so strong. That's just who we are as moms. We're going to be there regardless. We're going to support them regardless, no matter whether they're on the field, on the bench, whatever. That's who we are as moms. And so shout out to the sports moms. Shout out to the moms out here who do it day in and day out. Dads, I don't mean to leave you out. I know you guys are there too. A lot of times being that financial support, being that encouragement, and maybe some of y'all living your dreams a little bit. So all of us, though, we have to put God first, and we have to know that if it's not a part of God's plan, we have to be okay, because as I stated earlier, his plan is always going to be always going to be better than our plan. And so, you know, I started out with saying, you know, trust the process has been a little bit annoying to me, because a lot of times when you think about it from that perspective, you're just thinking about things in the natural. You're thinking, oh, this is a process, or I have to go through this step to get to this step. But when I say trust God in all that you do, trusting that he knows best, trusting that he doesn't want to harm you, trusting that he doesn't want you to have any lack, trusting that he is able and willing to do exceedingly and abundantly in and throughout your life, your situation, your illness, the death that you just suffered, all of that stuff, trusting him to do those things, that's when you will find your peace. So, you know, again, it's nothing against trusting the process, but I think that, you know, to break that down, especially from a Christian's perspective. Now, if you're not a Christian, you may not be able to understand what I'm saying today. But if you're a Christian, you got to put it in God's hands and you got to leave it there. Now, that's the hard part, too. We put it in his hands and then we want to take it back. We put it in his hands, then we want to come back to our flesh. We put it in his hands and then we want to get mad about it. We put it in his hands and then we feel like we reserve some sort of right to take it back over. Put it in his hands and leave it there. Okay, that's the challenge for you guys today. When I say trust God, when you trust God, you got no worries. Because if you're going to pray, don't worry. And if you're going to worry, don't even worry about praying. Because those things don't go together. You know, your faith and, you know, the faith that that Tennessee State mom was talking about, that's a faith, that's a supernatural faith that she's tapping into. She's believing that God is already sees the picture on the other side. She's believing God that her son will be up walking again and being able to tell somebody her testimony. That's powerful. And the people that know the power within that are standing with her. Where two together are gathered, you know, God will be in the midst. And so we have to stand on that as well. So again, prayer is going crying out to all of the sports mom out there. It's nothing for your child to get injured. I thank God every day. It's just the grace of God that my son hasn't gotten injured or my sons haven't gotten injured. And so I'm going to continue to pray that. I'm going to continue to trust God in the process. I'm going to continue to tell them to follow instructions and do what they need to do as far as, you know, technique and taking the right positions and stretching and doing the things that they need to do, as well as we all do, guys. Some stuff we bring on ourselves. I'm not suggesting that any of these ailments, any of these deaths, or anything that anybody brought on themselves, but we got to know God has our best interests at heart. He did not bring us this far to leave us. He has not left nor forsaken you, and I need you to trust in that today. I need you to stand on that today. I need you to understand what my God Marvin Sapp is singing about when he says he has his hands on you. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstance is. Now, yeah, we got to do some things in the natural. The Bible talks about first the natural, then the spiritual, right? So we do have to do some things in the natural. So if you need to make a move, if God is telling you to make a move, go ahead and make that move. But if he's not telling you to do that, do not stand alone. Don't do things just because you and your feelings. Don't do things just because you're emotional. Make sure that it's coming from God, okay? And when you seek God, he will tell you what the plan is. When you seek God, he will tell you what the next step is. When you seek God, you can trust that he's telling you better than you would ever know yourself. So I just want you guys to be encouraged today. I just dropped by. This is a quick one today. I just needed someone who is in that trust the process mode to understand where I'm coming from today, to understand that it's bigger than just trusting the process. It's about trusting God, because he knows. He already knows your situation before it even happened, right? And so when you know that, you can stand on that without having any type of qualms, without having any type of worries. And so, you know, that's where I find my strength. That's where I find my faith. And a lot of times, guys, we need to go ahead and tap into that. We need to tap back into that word instead of tapping into our feelings and what other people are saying. Because you guys know something going to always have something to say. You might be going through something and you talk to somebody and they got a whole song and dance. Girl, you ought not be doing that. Or girl, this was my situation. Why don't you do this? It ain't about your girl. It ain't about your dude. It's about trusting God and believing that he always has his hands on you, and that he always knows better for you than you know for yourself. I hope this blessed you today. If it blessed you, I want you to share it with someone else. Don't just keep it to yourself. You guys know that's what I'm always telling you guys to do. And until next time, I wanted to tell you real quick, guys, you know, I have my events coming up. Go to eventbrite.com if you want to see what Lady Pride has going on, what AP Empowers has going on, what Coach with Pride has going on. And you can see all of the events. My When Women Lead Networking Social, that is on the books December the 4th. Go ahead and save that date right now so you can make sure that you're in the building. I've got some fantastic sponsors that I'm going to be telling you guys about on my next podcast. But until then, subscribe to this podcast and share it with someone else.
Listen.
He sees the tears you cry,
and he shares
your pain inside.
And
sometimes you wonder why he allows you to go through what you go through.
Listen.
Just know he has his hands on you.
That's a good place.